I have long known that a major collapse of Western civilization was coming. I've seen it. I've seen the collapsed, hollowed out, burned out ghost town cities with the skyscrapers emptied, like a scene out of a sci-fi movie. And we have to understand that the collapse that's coming cannot be modeled. So there are no financial models that can accurately predict the collapse because there's no history of this in the current financial models. In other words, for financial models to work, they have to model based off of data that can be used to find patterns or, you know, repeating loops. And that doesn't exist. We're talking about the total collapse of the financial backbone of Western civilization, a total debt collapse, a total currency collapse, a total banking collapse. It can never be predicted by automated systems. It can only be predicted by human beings who are paying attention to what's happening, to the endless money printing, how the meritocracy has been abandoned and the banks are being run by the most, you know, woke morons who don't know anything about money or risk or loans or interest rates or compounding interest or anything like that. And as the financial collapse accelerates, it will, of course, lead to the collapse of entire cities and ultimately entire nations. So the financial collapse will set off this domino effect of, you know, collapse of food availability, food distribution, fuel distribution. You know, without banks and a functioning monetary system, how is anybody going to run a grocery store? How is anybody going to run a gas station? How will, you know, car repair shops get spare parts and so on? The banking system is the linchpin upon which the rest of civilization functions. And as that linchpin fails, you're going to see the cascading domino effect spread throughout everything else in society. It's difficult for most people to think about this, but if you ask yourself the question, what is it that keeps me alive? Or on what things am I dependent in order to eat, in order to have clean water, in order to have some sense of safety? You know, what things are necessary in society for me to be able to survive day to day? And you'd be shocked at how fragile those things are. The banking system is one of them. You know, the power grid is another. The functioning currency is another one. The rule of law is one, and it's already collapsing, as you are no doubt well aware. But these fragile systems are made more fragile by the fact that they are intertwined. So they are dependent on each other, and yet each one of them by itself is also remarkably fragile. And when you realize that the strength of the entire chain is, you know, subject to the vulnerability of the weakest link, well, then you realize that there's almost no chance that this system holds together much longer. You can't just keep printing money and eroding the value of the currency and spending endlessly and having, you know, now $34 trillion in debt. You can't just keep doing that and think that your system is going to hold together. Eventually, it doesn't. And we are just about there. Now, many of the people who die in this coming collapse will never know what failed them. They won't be able to properly attribute the underlying causes of their eventual starvation or death by, you know, chaos or death by war. They won't know. All they will realize is, oh, we can't find any food anymore, or the food is unaffordable, or the violence has overrun our neighborhood and now someone's breaking into our home to, you know, pillage and loot and murder us. They won't understand the underlying causes behind that. Whereas you and I, because we have this much larger perspective of being able to connect the dots, to see the big picture, to understand the meta layers of interactions of the underlying forces here, we can know right now in advance what's actually behind this. And one of them, of course, is endless money printing. It's the debt. It's the fact that you can't just keep printing money forever and expect it to still have value. That is irrational. It's insane. But that's exactly the policy of the Biden administration. And of course, even Trump before that was also printing a lot of money, and Obama before that, and so on. And now we're in the final stages of the system. But there are still people who think that you can defy gravity. They think that men can have babies and money printing doesn't devalue the currency, or and that war causes peace, you know. These are the kinds of things that these insane people believe. So because most of the public will not have any understanding of the underlying causes of these events, they will not be able to properly see what's happening. They will miss the early warning signs, in other words. Whereas you and I, we'll see them immediately. You know, more bank failures start kicking in, and we start seeing, you know, prices spike up 50% in the grocery store, then you know. These are like the pre-warning shocks of the major, you know, currency earthquake to come. You know, get out of the dollar. You know, stock up on supplies. You know, the chaos is about to come. And that is happening little by little, but we haven't had the big one yet. The big one is still coming. There's going to be a day where the food stamps stop working. There's going to be a day where grocery stores have to update their prices like 50%. You know, that day is coming. It won't be a surprise to you and me, but it'll be a shock to the rest of the country. Now, given that it's going to be such a big shock to them, they won't know how to deal with it, and they aren't psychologically prepared for that. Most people live in a delusional fantasy world, and they're pretty sure that fantasy is going to be the same tomorrow as it has been today. You know, it's called normalcy bias. And so they don't plan for any big changes. They don't plan for the end of the dollar. They don't plan for the collapse of the U.S. empire. They don't plan for de-dollarization. They don't really plan for food prices to go up that much. In fact, some people think prices are going to come back down. So they don't plan at all. They react to current stimuli, kind of like a, you know, a petri dish full of bacteria that will move away from light or heat. You know, that's the way most people will react to this. They'll just, oh, well, just have to pay more for groceries now. Oh, well, you know, they won't think about what's happening. And since they are unprepared, then when the system really craters and the food supply becomes, you know, unattainable for the most part, where you can't even get enough food to not starve, that's when people will really panic. When that panic kicks in, it's not going to be pretty. Because the United States of America is a society that has already been programmed to explode into violence. It's a society that's been programmed to hate police for whatever reason. It's a society where racial tensions have been aggressively pushed by the media and by former presidents like Obama in order to create that the conditions for a race war in America. And it's a society that's been inundated by illegal immigrants and also, of course, you know, narcos and drug cartels and human traffickers and so on. And so it's a society that's like a tinderbox ready to be set ablaze by the slightest spark. And that spark is coming, and that spark is going to be the collapse of the currency, or the collapse of the banking system along with it. Not sure which one of those happens first, but they both happen, you know, pretty close to each other. That spark will set off so much chaos that that's going to lead to the cities burning. We will see war crimes, I'm going to call them. We will see atrocities, let's say, carried out in U.S. cities that right now you think might only happen in, you know, Gaza, let's say. They're going to happen in U.S. cities. You're going to see atrocities. You're going to see mass death. You're going to see human suffering on a scale that has never been witnessed on this continent before, not even in the history of the Civil War or the Revolutionary War before that, or even the slaughter of the Native Americans before that. This is going to be one of the most horrifying chapters of history ever recorded for North America. And when it's all said and done, it is incredibly unlikely that the United States of America, as we know it today, will continue to exist. It'll be something completely different. Now, the good news side to this, if there is good news, it won't be everywhere like this. It will be safer to be in rural areas. It will be safer to be in red states. It'll be safer to be far from the cities. The most dangerous place to be, in the cities, in a blue city, in a blue state, surrounded by a bunch of blue people who are going to lose their minds. And they're going to become the zombie hordes. And if you're surrounded by them, good luck. You're probably not going to make it. You're going to be trapped like the Palestinians in Gaza, frankly. But if you can get to a red area, if you have a sense of self-reliance, if you have your own food supply, if you have your own self-defense, if you have, you know, the means to defend and nourish yourself, you can make it through this. So, you know, as dark as this whole thing is of what's coming with the collapse, I have no doubt that most of you listening here will make it through because you have the knowledge, you have the determination, you have the skill set to make it through. And yes, there are certain preparedness supplies that can help you with all this. You know the drill, water filters and gold and silver and ammunition and whatever, backup, you know, satellite communications, the whole deal. But the most important factor is going to be putting distance between yourself and the oblivious zombies that lose their minds because they never had any understanding of what was about to happen. They won't listen to this podcast, or if they were forced to, they would mock it. Oh my God, that's never going to happen, they would say. Everything's going to be fine. The dollar's going to be forever. You know, the government loves us. They will protect us. You know, that kind of thing. Delusional. The reality-based people listening to this know that the government's not only not going to protect you, the government's probably going to try to kill you. The government has become the terrorist entity. Governments are waging war against their own people in the United States, in Canada, all across Western Europe, in Germany and the Netherlands and the UK and in France and Poland and everywhere. And Australia, New Zealand. I mean, the governments are waging war. Even in Israel, the government unleashed the bioweapon, depopulation weapon against their own people on purpose. The governments are the serial killers. This is democide that you're witnessing here. So you know that you don't go along with the government's demands. You take care of your own survival, your own ability to feed yourself, to defend yourself, to communicate, and to educate your children or grandchildren. This is what you do if you want to make it through all this. And again, the good news is I believe we can make it through. We can navigate this successfully. And then we can be part of rebuilding the next society, whether that's the new America, the next America. I don't know what it's going to be called, the new Republic of Texas, the Tex-America. I don't know. But it's coming. And I do want to be here to help contribute to a new society that is rooted in reality, reason, the rule of law, individual liberties, freedoms, a new emboldened Bill of Rights that specifically, you know, protects the right to speak, no matter what, the right to bear arms, no matter what. You know, there are a lot of ways that we can improve things here. And we need to be around so that we can participate in that next stage of society. So stay alive, survive, stay informed, spread knowledge and information, bring people to this information if you think they can benefit from it. And I will do my best to stay online here and to keep bringing you tools like this large language model I'll be distributing for free coming up soon, end of March. It'll give you amazing tools that you can run locally. You'll be able to query it and get answers on everything from food production and survival skills, you know, building shelters and seed saving, extracting medicines from natural herbs and foods and permaculture, all kinds of things. It'll be an incredible off-grid survival LLM. It's a chat bot. You'll be able to chat with it and it'll answer your questions. We're giving that out for free. I can't wait to get that into your hands. And then on top of that, we're going to continue as long as we can to bring you podcasts and interviews on Brighteon.com and check out our network, Brighteon.tv. And we also have BrighteonRadio.com. We have Brighteon.social as our social network platform, which is very popular. Amazing content there. And then, of course, we also have naturalnews.com. So avail yourself of all of these online properties and you will be informed like never before. You will stay alive. You will be able to thrive through this. You'll have your assets intact. You'll have your health intact. You'll be more self-reliant. You won't be enslaved and stuck in a FEMA camp and forced to take more jabs in order to get your Soylent Green meal. You know, you're going to be alive, awake, aware, productive. You're going to help build our future together. And that's why we need you. So stay on your current path, and I will as well. We'll work on this together, and we will make it through this. So thank you for listening. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com and NaturalNews.com. Take care. Today's segment is brought to you by Goldbacks, which is what I'm holding in my hands right here. This is a stack of Goldbacks, and these contain actual verified physical gold in every one of the Goldbacks. These are labeled ones, and they contain 1/1000th of a troy ounce of gold. It's actually built into the note itself. You can find more information about this at my website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, which is our affiliate site. We do earn a small percentage on your purchases here that helps support the program. This shows my laboratory testing results where I tested using a kiln method and an ICP-MS mass spec method and also an acid stone method. I tested the gold mass, there it is on an analytical balance, and the gold purity for each of the different bills that are available here, the denominations. Now, Goldbacks are available in ones, fives, tens, 25s, and 50s. And what's amazing about them is that they make gold spendable and highly divisible. You know, normally you can't take a gold coin and just hand somebody 1/1000th of a coin. That's almost impossible to carry out. But with Goldbacks here, I can do that. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold in my hands, verified. I know the gold is actually in here. You can melt it down and get the gold. And so I can give this to somebody as a gift or as payment or in exchange, and it makes gold spendable. And unlike crypto, it doesn't require the power grid to function, doesn't require the internet to function. This is off-grid money. It's outside the banking system, and it doesn't require electricity to function. This is a stack of 100 of the Goldback ones, and you can buy these stacks at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Let me show you actually the recovery percentages here. If you scroll down, oh, there's some of the gold foil that you get when you melt a 50. That's what it looks like in my hand there. This is one of the kilns that we use. And continuing, here's the recoveries right here. We recovered 102% on the minimum and about 107% maximum from these Goldback bills. So in every case, we recovered more than 100%. And that's what these masses are here. Phase two, this is the final mass. And it shows you how that's more than what was expected. So you're actually getting all the gold that's promised and a little bit more. And here's the purity numbers. We found very small parts per million traces of magnesium, iron, copper, zinc, silver, and lead, which shows that this is over 24 karat gold. And by the way, this is always very common in gold. You're going to get some impurities, and that's why it's called 24 karat and not 100% pure gold. Anyway, we did acid stone test results and so on. You can check out all of this at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Get these into your hands. They're gorgeous to look at. People absolutely love them. They love them as gifts. And again, it's instantly spendable assets with real physical gold in them, which means you don't have to have, you know, faith and trust in a government for these to hold value. No government issues these. No government even recognizes them as currency. No, they're gold, which transcends every government and has outlasted every government in the history of the world. Gold will be here when the dollar collapses. Gold will be here when the yen collapses, when the euro collapses, when the United States of America as a government collapses. Gold will still be here, and gold will still hold value. So do your own research. Don't take this as financial advice, of course. I'm not your financial advisor, but I'm adding these to my own preparedness activities because I recognize the practical utility of these. And in my experience, everybody that I've handed them to has instantly recognized their value. And frankly, they want more of them. So check it out, verifiedgoldbacks.com. Thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.